Blog Talk Radio.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's really easy to say the word, but you
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tried to give advice and she listened to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised. Would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust. Especially when he looks at young girls with sudden lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb. But what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'd be wrong to assume. But what if I'm right? Cause in my mind, something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should have second guessed it. Just wish everybody really practiced what they preaches. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
They say that family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on this basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes what's in first. I don't wanna raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family is just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids. So I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and a father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
Welcome to another late night edition of the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Tonight is a 2-hour edition, and we will be spotlighting and focusing on True God Immortal and everything and all things entertainment and lifestyle news, and also playing music for Saturday night. And hopefully True God can join us tonight, because we definitely have good news, you know, since we... He and his queen are now proud parents of a baby girl named Zuri. So that's what the Z is all about. And also he is celebrating the release of his new album, DOA. And what I have heard, I love. I intended to play a few songs, but whenever I purchase from iTunes, it always takes me a little time to get the music properly into my library. And so hopefully before the show end I can. But I just couldn't for some reason when I it takes us a process for me to get my iTunes music into my appropriate library, to upload to the show. And but many of you probably have already purchased the album or a few songs from the album, and it is just amazing. It starts off with, I'm talking about DOA, which dropped on July the 7th. It kicks off with The Dawn, which is an awesome intro. Then The Best of the Best, which I just love. Everyday Emotion, Flesh and Blood, Holy Grail, Modern Day Woman, Window View, Black Renaissance, Supreme Immortal, Deep Thoughts of Midnight, Judge, Jury, Executioner, Rain on Rain, and of course, it ends with the song which we started the show with tonight, Zuri, Rizzi. So, wow. Wow. Just amazed at the talent of True God Immortal. But he plans to try to join us tonight, but who could blame him? With a brand new baby girl and just excited and work galore. But hopefully he'll be able to join us for just a few minutes to update us on what's going on with his new life as a new parent, and also what's going on with DOA. And I believe he's experienced a good week of the first, you know, that's the release of DOA also. So check him out, most definitely. You can tweet him at True God Immortal. Check him out at Wrestling Heads here at blogtalkradio.com, because he's a fellow cohort of mine here at Blog Talk Radio. He and his friends host a show by the name of Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling Heads. I think their next live broadcast is on Wednesday, and I plan to chime in and listen to that show, because they'll be talking to an entertainment manager on that day. You can visit his blog spot at TrueGodImmortalBlogspot.com. And I love his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel is YouTube.com, TrueGodTube TV. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, of course, you can buy Soul Revival plus DOA at iTunes.apple.com. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Repping Maryland. Just multi-talent community activist he is. So it's been happy weekend to you all. I know you're having a fun weekend. There is so much going on out there. We have the Olympics coming up in a couple weeks. We have just so much concerts, major concerts and special events happening. It's right in the midst of the summer. We've been experiencing a week of rainy weather here in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi, and we'll experience another week. But also, today had sunshine breaks also. It was a mixture of both sunshine and heavy rain, but thank God it hadn't been tornado weather. But I'm sure there's enough, you know, you want to hear a well balance of talk and music. And hopefully we'll be hearing from True God before the two-hour live episode of Weekend Edition, because the Shock Entertainment Report is over. And we're sending much love and hugs and kisses to he, his queen, and his daughter, Zuri. Here is True God with Stephen Joseph, Everything Changes.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, heart spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president in
evident. It's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way.
Everything.
We just dreaming for a better day.
Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me. Fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script. So pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful. Change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you? Would you stand with refugees in Sudan or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Song is just so awesome, so motivating, and to me, encouraging, really, it's just a powerful song. But again, this is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Late Night Edition. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Late Night Edition of the past week of broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you so much for checking out last Saturday's show as we focused on the ladies of hip-hop from past, present, and wondering who's future, who's growing, and just amazing. Many of you checked it out, and many of you check out Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, period, and definitely appreciate your support and love your support. Since I've upgraded the show and been trying to show out for the past for the month, and look like you all are digging this new format. I'm sure digging it, so it looks like we'll be sticking to this format. But definitely, it's amazing that you know we have more than 30, 45 minutes of time, and now unlimited amount of audio that can be played. Yesterday was an awesome day. It was Sports Friday edition for the Shock Entertainment Reports, and the show went overtime because I thought it was going to be an hour broadcast, and it went into a 90-minute broadcast. I thought we were going to extend it to 2 hours, so my apologies if you were expecting to hear us after the music break where I had played a couple of True God Immortal songs. But it's amazing because right before that break, me and Ridge Ruffinette were talking all things and everything sports, and from the Sandusky Tapes to the Olympics to Coach Sean Payton's divorce to what was going on with Drew Brees. And I said any second now, Drew Brees could have his $100 million contract. So, again, congratulations. I congratulated Drew. I first met Drew and the coach and the team when they practiced here from 2006 to 2008. And I knew then that they that the Super Bowl was not too far from their grasp. And sure enough, they were the champs, right? 2010. And then 2011, NFC champions. And I believe the Saints can do it again. But right after the broadcast ended, it was breaking news that Drew Brees and the Saints had made a deal. And that is an awesome, awesome, awesome good deal. He's an awesome guy in the organization, regardless of some troubles that they have experienced. It's definitely an awesome team. But the NFL is awesome. So it's the NBA. But we had an awesome good time. So those of you that love sports and love listening to the Sports Friday edition, thank you so much. On Monday, Red Ruff next, he might call me on Monday night so we could talk a little bit more about breaking news and different stuff in sports. But, of course, we will continue the review of the WOW program, Walk Off the Weight Book and Journal. And, plus, I've invited the author of that book onto the show. So hopefully in the near future we will be talking to the fitness director of prevention.com regarding the WOW program, Walk Off Weight program, and her awesome book and journal, Walk Off Weight. Just amazing. Is Sexy India Dollhouse Radio on right now? Wow, I'm on air right now, and I love that show. So speaking of Dollhouse Radio and my blogtalkradio.com cohort, here's XO by India Morial. Twitter at Sexy India. By India Morial, Blog Talk Radio on Dollhouse Radio, Sexy India. Guess what? We have good news. Shradada Morial is online. So right after this hot, hot song, Modern Day Woman, we will be talking to True God Immortal himself. I'm so excited. Yay. So here's Modern Day Woman.
True. Simplify the essence of a queen, simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room, swaying our hips to earth, stars and the moon. Everlasting mahogany, photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. Your raising sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby, something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
The modern woman needs some attention from her. She needs a little affection to give her the mind. She wanna be loved, just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
Mermaid Ariel, Hermes, drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl, you should be an essence. Maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, all we see is a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just 10 feet. Taking model portraits, damn girl, you're beautiful. Amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance, I know that God's design brought you right into my presence. So there's never interference, and the angels let us hear. Baby, intervening path, so never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The modern woman,
yeah.
Need some attention from her. She needs a little affection to give her.
Fight the foretaste, so let me wine and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your frame. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternate and change. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and abundance got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit. But like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cards flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me. Baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny. And you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe. And I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Thank you.
and the awesome Modern Day Woman by True God. And we kicked off the show with Z, which is inspired by his daughter, whom had yet to been born. But now the king himself, True God Immortal, and his queen are proud parents, and we're going to hear more about what's going on in his life. I mean, new album, new baby girl, new everything. So we kicked off the show with Z, and of course, Everything Changes, what I just love, featuring Stephen Joseph. And also, I mentioned to you that you can purchase Soul Revival and also the newly released DOA at iTunes. Yes, 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 you can. And I gave you a run through of the songs of the Dawn, Best of the Best, Everyday Motion, Flesh and Blood, Holy Grail, Modern Day Woman, Window View, Black Renaissance, Supreme Immortal, Deep Thoughts of Midnight, Judge, Jury, Executioner, Rain on Rain, and of course, Z. And the name, he has released the name, but he would tell us the name of his baby girl. And it's a beautiful name to me. But no further ado, hearing enough of me rambling, let's talk to the man himself, the one and only, also of blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling Head, and just amazing resume all in itself. Many of you know his work. Many of you have already purchased DOA. Here he is, the man himself, True God Immortal. Tweet him at True God Immortal, T-R-U-E, God, of course, G-O-D, I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L. And here he is. Hello, True God Immortal.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you? Too much. Too much good things, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Thank you. Just enjoying tonight's episode. Excited that you could join us. If not for the entire show, at least we have you for a moment, because I know you're so excited. So,
yeah.
Have you? So what's new?
A lot. You know, the album came out on Thursday. My daughter was born on Thursday. It's just a lot. It's you know, it's a really great time right now. Beautiful time right now. My life.
Just amazing. We congratulate you, King True God, and your queen and your baby girl. So many of us that communicate network with you know the name of your daughter, but many listeners are just waiting to find out. Well, what's her name?
Her name is Zori Summer. And I'm not going to put the whole last name out there, but it begins with H.
Uh-huh.
So it's Zoe Summer and H.
Wow. So what can you tell us?
You know, we you came know, up with, we came I can't lie, I didn't actually come up with the name. My lady came up with the name. And it's just something that, you know, we want to do something that's a lot different than the average thing. If they show they want something that was really special. And I think it's a, you know, a name that exudes presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's basically went into, you know, naming our daughter. It was just something that really stuck out.
I love her name. That's a beautiful name. And I know she's a beautiful baby. And she's already at home, huh?
Yeah, well, she came home today. We just got home today. She was actually getting sleep with her mother in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's just relaxing. You know, she moves around a lot.
That's great. I know for privacy reasons you can't tell us too much, but we just know that she's happy and healthy, and you all are happy and healthy, and she arrived on Tuesday, and DOA arrived on Thursday, I mean, and that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I was supposed to have the album come out actually last Saturday, and she was actually due last Saturday, but, you know, neither went live on iTunes or Amazon, so I basically just, you know, just playing the waiting game, and then Thursday morning I looked up and I saw my album was live on, you know, online and available for sale. And then a couple hours later, you know, my woman goes into labor, so Is everything was just everything was instantaneous. It just happened, you know.
Yeah, that is something. That's a God's time, and that is amazing. Because I have been plugging your album and just you as a multi-talented artist nonstop. So I pretty much was been talking about it dropping on July 7th and the baby been due on July 7th. So when I seen your tweet that your queen was having contractions and then about the DOA being available, I was like, wow. There's just so much happening, so much good happening all at once.
Yeah.
So just keep up the amazing work.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you were able to spend some time with us tonight because I know you're so excited. So I was like, I didn't blame you if you didn't have any time. So we're honored that you're with us tonight because I know you're a proud papa.
You know what it was that I had my time mixed up. And I didn't realize what time it was. And that's why I was a little late, calling in. But yeah, I wouldn't have missed this.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much regarding that because, oh, man, I know you could just look at her like the all day, all night.
Yeah.
Really. So I mentioned your show. I see where you all have when's your next live broadcast, Wrestling Heads? Is it on Wednesday or is it
coming? It's going to be this Wednesday
coming up.
Okay. Do you want to plug the show?
We have a great guest. She's a manager for the NWA out in Hollywood. She's definitely going to be. We also have an interview coming out with the guys from Ring of Honor. So this Wednesday we're going to be talking about some of the greatest managers in the history of the wrestling business.
Uh-huh.
And we did a show Sunday. Which is basically just like a special show because of the fact the whole team knew that my daughter was probably going to come this week. We did a special show on Monday. While I was still available, instead of doing it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. And what did you discuss?
We went on live after Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we just talked about the show that was actually still going on at the time. So, we discussed Raw. We discussed the upcoming pay-per-view that's actually tomorrow night. That was pretty much everything we talked about was just basically all the shows and getting ready for the pay-per-view and there's a big episode of Raw next week, the 1,000th episode, so we've been getting prepared for that, bringing our listeners in. We had a lot of callers this past Monday.
And I know John Cena and a few are coming to Jackson, Mississippi here on the 20th, so that's big promotion that's going on. You're dropping in down here. So I don't know. I might go. I don't know. I might go and check it out.
we're actually trying to get together and do something for WrestleMania, post WrestleMania and make our presence known. We're gonna actually have some people at SummerSlam from our radio team.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at the All Access SummerSlam, so they're going to be out there, talking with all the wrestlers and interviews and shaking hands and getting pictures, making our presence known.
I don't want to. We don't want to miss Wednesday's show. What time does it broadcast?
It's going to be 3 p.m.
Eastern.
Okay.
Listen at blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingheads.
Okay. So that'll be 3 Eastern time. We don't want to miss it, talking about the greatest managers in wrestling.
Yep, wrestling history.
In wrestling history. That should be a great show. So that's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, but 3 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that. So what are your faves? from DOA. I desire to play the Don Best of the Best in Everyday Emotion. For some reason, it takes me a minute to upload music from my iTunes to upload to the show. So I'm like, oh my God, because I definitely want to play your top song on the album, the top, I'm from the top of the list. And all your songs are amazing. I'm just in awe, but most of the listeners probably have purchased the album themselves. But I will be playing The Dawn and Best of the Best and many others in the near future. But it takes me a minute. I don't know if I'm alone in this or not, especially when from the iTunes store. It takes me a minute to upload it from the store to the show and to my libraries. And then to the show, so you go figure. I really wanted to wanted the listeners to hear The Dawn because that's an amazing intro. Can you share with us the overall concept of the album, or maybe tell us something about certain songs? And
well,
also
you know,
DOA. What is DOA about?
The title itself means so many different things. Everything I do has multi-layered meaning. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to come out with an album that was a little bit more, I say, aggressive and more personal than the last album, Soul Revival. And with DOA, it was supposed to be known as the Day of Awakening. People who were either like sleeping on our movement and everything we have going on, like the Ambitious Day of Awakening. And then we also have, it's kind of the Day of Arrival because my daughter was doing the same day that my album was coming out.
Wow.
And then,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm literally getting chills.
Yeah,
this is literally so deep. This is real life.
Yeah, it's funnier because it's just so much, you know, deeper than just the actual DOA title. Is that if you actually look at the track listing, I basically set it up to go from A to Z. You have the Don, you know, with the letter A, which is like the intro, and then you have Windows View, which has an M next to it. And you know, M is actually the first letter in my name.
Yes.
And then you have Z, which is the last song and the first initial of my daughter's name. And it's so interesting because the seventh song is Window View. And the 13th song is the last song that's Z. And then with me, I also have, you know, 13 songs on the album and, you know, the 13th letter is M.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is on window view. So it's so many different things. Like the 26th letter in the alphabet is D. And I was actually born on the 26th of May. So there's a lot of, like, you know, it's so much weaving, you know, with everything that goes in, like, just in the concept that it took on a life of its own beyond just having, like, a standard album. It's so much. So much more. I can really go on for hours about this type of stuff.
Wow, because it's amazing because DOA, Day of Awakening, definitely to an awakening of your new music, just you being more personal in your music. And then your daughter arrives, DOA, on the same date.
Yeah.
So this is just amazing. It definitely just, wow, I'm speechless. I never, you know, I very seldom get speechless. I think you noticed by now. But I'm literally speechless. This is large. This is amazing. I have good chills all over my body right now. This is so deep. Wow.
Yeah.
I know, because DOA, we hear DOA, and there's so many. That acronym represents so much. So I knew you had your own meaning for DOA, because we can assume that it means so many things, but Day of Awakening.
Yeah,
wow.
It's so much.
You're definitely awake.
And
what were you saying?
I mean, it's just so much that went into making this album. I think a lot of times that, you know, when I make music, I try to have a set, you know, like a set process before I go in with this album and kind of just happen as it went along. You know, as soon as you found out that, you know, you were pregnant, everything kind of changed. Like, I had a set plan for what I wanted it to be. And then she gets pregnant, and when she got pregnant, it was like everything changed, and I just kind of followed that energy. You know, that's just a blessing I had that kind of energy come through, and I still have it because I'm already working on my next album.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, the energy, you know, it's there. So, you know, I'm just blessed to have that kind of energy.
I love how your songs just flow together also. Well, I mean, I guess your songs always flow together, but I really love how they just flow together. You really can't listen to one without listening to the next.
Yeah.
So you playing that too, huh?
Yeah.
It's like when you hear one song, it's like, I want more. I want to hear more. Some albums you can listen to one song or maybe listen to it over and over again, but it's like, you have to listen to each song.
And you know what it is? For me, it's like when I create music, I don't want to just create something that just sounds good and decent. You know, I want something that sticks in the same classic. You can continue playing, you know, forever, how long. I don't want to just make disposable music, and I feel like that's what a lot of people are doing today. They're making a lot of disposable music that doesn't have any longevity. So I want everything I do to be long-lasting. I want to, you know, create a legacy to, you know, my music, you know, and everything I do.
Yeah. Wow. And that's what singles are all about. Singles should entice listeners to want more and want the album. And that's what your singles have done and are doing. You know, like, wait a second. I need the whole album, not just one, two, three songs.
And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to have that one song where everybody's like, oh, that's okay. You know, and they don't care about the album. I want to make sure that every time you hear something, you want to continuously hear more. So I think I'm doing pretty well in that department.
Exactly. And not everyone's anticipating. We should have known you were already working on new work. Not everyone's anticipating to hear your new work.
Yeah, I mean, the next album is I don't really know how to describe it. We already have a title working. It's really going to be a deep album. Working title right now is called The Black Experience. And it's really, I mean, I don't shy away from controversy, and it's still going to be a personal album, but I think what I want to do is open up more dialogue about situations that we people kind of, you know, swipe under the rug. So I'm just taking this energy that I have, you know, I'm just making more and more classic music. I don't have a release date for it. So I'm kind of just, you know, working as it comes along. So, and I'm doing everything myself this album. You know, I mean, I'm still working with, you know, Speed on the Beats. We did all the beats on DOA. But, you know, as far as, like, engineering, you know, mixing and everything, I'm doing everything in-house now, so I'm not using anybody else. It's all stick to me.
You're doing you. Strictly you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey,
that's good to know. That's good to know. Because I definitely was planning to ask you who else were you working with in that area. So,
yeah,
wow,
you know,
self-contained.
Yeah, the Stephen Joseph, you know, he's actually the engineer. He does most of the recording and mixing, you know, on Soul Revival and DOA and my first mixtape out of Mortal Kingdom. And he did, mm-hmm. he did a hook for each song, for each album, I'd say, on a song on each album.
Yes, he has an amazing voice. Wow.
Yeah, for the next one, I wanted to is going to be a little different, so I wanted to try something different. I don't want to keep repeating myself over and over again.
And so,
the next album, I don't, like I said, it might be in 2013 when it actually comes out, but I'm actually working on it now. We're about, like, songs in as far as ideas and creating, you know, the music behind it and writing the lyrics. Wow. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
It sounds good. You're definitely getting there. Most definitely. It sounds amazing. So you already answered one question. To those that think that you're softening up because you're a new father, you already explained to us that you're definitely not softening up. You're bringing up the topic of other important causes in your new music also.
Yeah, you know, I think what it was, I'll be honest, I was actually planning on actually, you know, stopping and going to music for a while. You know, after DOA, I was like, I'm probably going to, you know, to my retired music, but you know, the music now, it's taking on a life of its own to the point where I feel like, you know, I can't just leave at this moment. I have to continue using this energy that I have. And the music has helped a lot of people more than I've actually realized, and I'm starting to see that now. So I feel like this is taking on a life of its own.
Most definitely. Your music is so inspiring. Your lyrical content. I mean, wow. You must listen to the song over and over again just to hear your lyrics, because you definitely have a lot to say, and you say a lot of things that either we're thinking about or you're really bringing, you know, bringing attention to.
Yeah, I mean, I try to keep everything, you know, honest, 100% honest. I feel like, you know, when you're making music, that's what you should always be. You should always be 100% honest.
And party songs are fine, but, and your music is definitely fun. Your songs, you can party to or you can chill to, but your lyrical content is filled with substance. I haven't heard not one song that's just like, hey, which, you know, nothing's wrong with that. We all love party songs, but I have not yet heard one song where it's just like, yay, yay.
You know what?
You know?
And I'll be 100%
honest. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think I've had songs like that. You know, but they just never came out.
And those are fun songs. It's good to have fun songs.
And you know, and you're right. It's good for me. I think a fun song for me is more like the modern day woman and you know, songs like the best of the best. Those are fun for me because you know.
Oh yeah,
like,
I love that best of the best. Ooh.
You know, it's really fun. It's like, you know, like these are still, you know, like upbeat songs, and they're not, you know, moody or, you know, really down. But yeah, these are really, you know, upbeat songs, and they have so much behind them that, you know, everything you can still make like a fun song, and it doesn't have to be watered down. It doesn't have to be, you know, lyrically inferior. You can still do, you know, you can still do you on a song and make it fun.
Exactly. Yes. So you mentioned, because Best of the Best, to me, that's a fun song, but still good lyrical content.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's just what I want to do. I'm trying to carve a path there for all artists that when you do put out your singles, you don't have to put out the same formula of song. Because, you know, what's fun is different aspects as to what's fun in a song outside of just your standard, you know, chant and response, you know, respond chorus. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I'm going to do here.
Great. So speaking of Best of the Best, what's the story behind Best of the Best and also the other songs, like Everyday in Motion and so on, but what's the story behind Best of the Best?
Oh, you know, Best of the Best, I was going in and kind of looking at it because I have, you know, everybody knows I'm a huge wrestling fan, So, you know, I went and spoke with my DAR producer, and I told him I wanted to incorporate my love for wrestling with, you know, my affinity for wanting to be one of the best artists, you know, that's ever done it.
Exactly.
And you know, so we went and we took some samples from, you know, wrestlers like CM Punk and Stone Cold Steve Austin and Rock. And, you know, we put it into a song and it just builds up with every verse, you know. It just gets more aggressive, it's still fun, you know, it's kind of just We're just saying whatever we want. If we're calling out other artists' names, which, you know, it's not necessarily a 100% of a dick. I just had to find an understanding what I, you know, feel like saying. And kind of stop all comparisons for myself to other artists. Because most of the artists that I name in the song, I hear people compare me to. And I don't want to be compared to anybody else because I'm covering my own legacy.
Yeah, that's right. But wow, it's good you shouted those artists out. And those that compare you to those artists, I'm sure they love it. They love it. I love that song. And what about Everyday Emotion? I hear that song over and over again in my head.
You know, Everyday Emotion, I wanted to make a song that actually didn't have a hook, didn't have a chorus to it. You know, it was just something where you just let the beat ride after the verse, so people can almost still continuously marinate on what you just said in the verse. And, you know, each verse really starts just really, like, I wanted to talk about my past and just kind of, you know, growing up and what I saw growing up. And, you know, I try to give bits and pieces here and there. You know, I'll talk about, you know, outside of my window growing up, I heard gunfire. There was dope dealers and, you know, dope fiends and, just stuff from, you know, being in shootouts and stuff like that. Like, I try to give you a piece of my experience growing up, you know, just through that one verse.
Wow.
And then I also talk about my family and, you know, just what's going on in my life, especially preparing for, you know, the birth of my daughter and how I want to be known as a father and not, you know, a baby daddy.
Good point.
You know, I mean, and so much more, you know, to that second verse. And then the third verse, what I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to speak directly to, you know, my people, you know, black people, to just say that we have to unify now, you know, with these times, especially with everybody, you know, talking about this Trayvon Martin thing. And I really wanted to touch on that. And I recorded, like, right after that. That situation happened. And I just wanted to talk about how, you know, it can't always be, you know, something happens to us before we decide that we need to do something about what's going on or any injustice to us. We have to unify and work together before the injustice happens to prevent that. So, you know, that's what the last verse of, you know, Everyday Emotion. And that's kind of the concept of that song, is that everything I'm saying is the stuff that I think about and I deal with on a daily basis. You know, and I want to give the listener and I, you know, a chance to hear that.
Great song. I hear that song over and over again. Not listening to it. I can hear it now. I love that song. So Daily Emotions, and that's interesting too, because a lot of people don't express their emotions, and then for you to produce such an amazing song discussing daily emotions, and to be able to squeeze in from your upbringing to current situations, that's amazing right there. And
yeah.
the song, I love the song. Wow. Wow, again, I'm speechless because that is amazing. It's good,
you know,
the backstory of your song.
There's a lot of songs on the album like that. That build, like Flesh and Blood is one that. You know, there's some samples. There's a sample of like Tupac interviews, when he's talking, and you know, and it basically builds up to each verse where I talk about, you know, not wanting to be anything like my father, but at the same time, you know, I don't blame him for not being there because of the fact I don't know what he was going through at the time to cause him to be, you know, to do what he did.
Exactly.
I feel
you on that one because, you know, being from a single parent home and my parents split when I was one, you know, my older siblings, they had the experience of having a mother and father, but my parents, they split when I was one. So, yeah, you don't know what really was going on.
And that's why I kind of, with that verse, I wanted to show you there's some people out there who, you know, I see a lot of people who let that, you know, hinder them and let it bother them so much. You know, if you grow up without a father and a single parent home, you know, and to me, I grew up in a single, you know, single parent home, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And my father, at the end of the day, you know, he did what he did, but I'm not going to hold that against him, and I'm not going to let that, you know, bring me down later on in life. I'm going to harp on it. I just want to, you know, let him know that, you know, I forgive you for whatever, you know. Like, you're not to blame for anything that happened to me because, you know, you weren't there anyway. So I'm not going to look at you and say, I'm like this because I didn't have a father, or I was in the shoes because I didn't have a father. Everything I made was, you know, my decision. So
wow, you and I are on the same page on that topic, because I've never felt like, oh, I'm lesser than because I grew up in a single parent home. Because, you know, some of my friends and they had amazing two parents, but then some people that I know, oh my God, I don't see how some people can live with some parents, you know. So
yeah,
I'm on the same page with you. My single parent home was amazing, you know. And also, there's an extension of it's how we interact with others in our lives. I might have grown up in a single parent home, but then I had so many amazing male figures in my life, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not like you had, you know, and we had the ones that were not so amazing also, but the ones that were amazing, from teachers to just mentors, those are the ones that really stick.
Yeah, I mean, for me, to be honest with you, I even touch on that and on the album. It's like I've never called positive male influences around me. And it's funny because I think the closest thing I've ever had to a positive influence to teach me how to be, you know, a man and everything, it started from my mother. And, you know, after a while, I kind of started, you know, when she wasn't around as much, it kind of just went to me doing everything on my own pretty much, just trying to, you know, do myself.
Well, you seem like you have done a great job, you know, through trial and error, like all of us. But like you're doing a pretty good job, and you're definitely proving the naysayers, if there are any. We all have them.
Yeah.
I hate to think about it. You're definitely proving them wrong.
Yeah.
Not that was your intention, but they see now. I'm saying this as a big supporter of yours.
Yeah.
Some can take notes from you. And what about Flesh and Blood?
You know, Flesh and Blood, it's really a really personal song. Like I said, the first verse I talk about, you know, the whole father situation. I talk about, you know, in the second verse, like, I don't think people really understand a lot of things that go on when you're young and you're in this environment and you do a lot of things that, well, whether illegally or anything like that. Some of the stuff that you commit, it sticks with you for a long period of time. And I see a lot of people just pass off anybody who might have been involved in anything. That's like street. It's like street dealing. It's just like, oh, you were just coming in the hood and you were just a hoodlum and all that, you know, thug, all this other stuff. And there's a lot of things that mentally, you know, you go through depending on, you know, the actions or anything that you've been through. And I wanted to touch on that mental aspect that's really talked about. Even from, you know, fellow artists and fellow rappers, they talk about, you know, I was in the streets, I did this, da-da-da-da, and it's like a superhero complex. Like, they build themselves up as king, you know, king, drug kingpins or, you know, gangsters, and they don't talk about what really goes behind, you know, in your mind with all that stuff. So I wanted to talk about that from my personal perspective and, you know, dealing with, you know, my old friends who now look at me a certain way because of the fact I'm not on that same wavelength anymore. I'm trying to, you know, grow and trying to continue to evolve. And they're still in the same thing. So, you know, that's one thing I want to talk about in that song.
Wow. The bottom line, we're human. Human, period, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And Holy Grail, you released that earlier in the year, right?
Yeah, I sent it out. To a few people, and a few people played it on there. And it was supposed to be like the first single initially. It was actually the first thing, first song that I recorded for the album. And I just wanted to make, you know, I guess a genuine, upbeat, I guess you consider it to be hardcore hip hop song. You know, I'm just kind of the lyrics. We just get into a zone, and you know, it's a nice little hook on there. And there wasn't too much thought behind that song. I guess one song that wasn't too much thought behind. I just wanted to create just a really good, you know, upbeat, free hip hop song. And I think I definitely accomplished that.
I believe you did too. Well, and of course, Martin Day Woman. Oh my God, the listeners, if they since you released it to me, oh my God, I can't get enough of it, and I know the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports can't get enough of it because I play it so much. So those that don't know, because I always talk about whom inspired your song, Martin Day Woman. Tell us about Martin Day Woman.
You know, Martin Day Woman. Some people might find it hard to believe, but when it comes to writing a song about, you know, the woman that's in my life, that's been in my life for the past 7 years plus.
Wow, you guys have been together. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We need to bring you back on Wednesdays when we talk about relationships and love so you can help some of us out in that area.
Yeah, I would definitely come, you know, come and do that. You know, we've been together for 7 years, and you know, me being the type of person I am, if I write a song about, you know, personal things, I want it to be perfect. And I mean, on Soul Avowal, I initially did a song that was called Queen of Hearts, and I didn't actually release it because I didn't feel it was up to par with what I wanted to put out in a song for her.
Uh-huh.
But with Modern Day Woman, it just kind of, I just had an energy, and I didn't write any of those lyrics down. That's pretty much a freestyle off the top of my head. Just saying, you know, I'm just, you know, just saying whatever, you know, whatever I felt. I just kind of put that into the song. So.
That song is an amazing song, and even though it was it's a personal song and inspired by your queen, I mean, the myself, and I'm sure other women can relate to this, it's like the Chaka Khan, I'm every woman, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a theme song for we women to feel so proud of ourselves. It gives me a proud feeling. It gives me a good feeling. When I'm feeling blah, when I listen to that song, I feel so good. You know?
And I've heard that. I've heard that so much, you know, since it came out. And I guess it's based on the life of the song, because that was definitely when I initially, you know, heard the song. I didn't know whether or not people would 100%, you know, get it, or whether people would 100% rock with it. But, you know, I think once I had the chance to sit down with it and really, you know, just let everything that, you know, comes out. You know, everything that comes out in the song, it's just all real emotion. So, I mean, I kind of, you know, now I get how people can actually relate to it and how it's become like a theme song. You know,
Now you see, when you're looking at, okay, wow, I love this woman, and this your feelings, you just freestyled what you felt. And
it just grew into something, you know, so much more, you know.
Yeah, listening to it, I can hear that it's personal to your queen, but also for the average woman. And I know, speaking for myself, I feel so proud and feel so good listening to it, you know. And like I said, if I have a blah moment, if I listen to that song, that blah moment is gone. Like, wow, everyday woman. Yep. Amazing. Oh, Martin Day Woman. But every day, it made me feel like every day, you know, what about Window View? We talked about Window View, but...
you know, Window View is... It's one of these things where I wanted to experiment a little bit on an album, and I wanted to create what I call a two-part song. Where you'll take, you know, where there's two different beats on one song. This is the first song that actually does that on the album. You know, pretty much, like, it starts off with me kind of reflecting on my life and talking about some of the things that I've kind of gone through. And it's kind of like initially, it was going to be called Halfway Gone, because I was thinking about semi-retiring from, you know, music after DOA.
Oh.
And And then, you know, once I recorded the first half of the song, I kind of realized, you know, after that, that I'm like, there's no way I'm going to leave yet. You know, at least stop making music. And then the second part is kind of like, you know, me saying that I'm going to be leaving eventually. And, you know, and for the time being, you know, I'm going to continue watching everything else that goes on, you know, from my window view. You know, just kind of like, I pretty much think of social networks and just, you know, just TV and a lot of things. It's just like my window view of the world and what they think and how the world moves. So, you know, that's where the title came from, that I'm basically just looking, you know, in my window view at the world and everything that's going on.
Wow, that is an amazing metaphor.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you were thinking, well, I'm halfway gone, but then you were like, oh, no. It's a window view. But it's not over yet, huh?
I think that's one of my favorite songs on there. Actually, the second part, A Window View. There's a Sade sample that we use, and lyrically, I just think I got into a different zone, and it just came out to be, you know, something amazing lyrically. That's probably my favorite verse on the entire album, to be 100% honest with you.
Wow. Window View is True Zadamora's favorite song on the album.
I won't say overall it's my favorite song. Overall, it's not my favorite song. The last two songs on the album are actually my favorite songs on the album. But lyrically, I think the second verse of Window View is probably my favorite verse on that.
And the new concept that you have of the way you produced it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Black Renaissance. And we definitely want to hear Black Renaissance. And we also, while we're at it, want to hear more about your selections of your album covers. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, with my album covers, what I like to do, I think the average artist likes to put, you know, themselves on the front cover, promote themselves, and do, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, other things for self-promotion. For me, I like to go for more powerful covers for my album, you know, something that sticks out, something that kind of promotes, you know, the cause. And every cover, you know, that we've done actually fits 100% into the movement and it fits the album. Yeah, and when you get to something like a Black Renaissance, Black Renaissance is just something that came organically, and that's actually a three part song with three different beats all in one, and just audio clips that infuse it. Now, if you go on YouTube, you'll hear there's like a 4.5-5 minute version of Black Renaissance. But if you know, go to Amazon or iTunes and purchase the album, you'll see that the actual time length of Black Renaissance is almost 8 minutes long.
Yeah, I see.
So, you know, it's a really, really, I consider it to be like a 7 to 8 minute epic, you know, with just so much. You know, going into it, I really wanted to touch on just different elements of, you know, the actual Black experience in America and things that just, you know, don't get touched on a lot. You know, so I guess I try to touch on topics that I feel are kind of, you know, slipped under the rug, especially in our modern day society. So I want to bring these things back up because they're not actually done or over with. They're just swept under the surface so people won't have to deal with them and talk about them.
Exactly, because we still deal with some of the same issues from the past here in present day.
Yeah.
And, I noticed that you're pretty much non-existent on your album covers and your selections. Can you talk about your selections of the covers of DOA and Soul Revival?
You know, a Soul Revival, I just wanted to do a cover that features two, I guess, of my favorite cultural icons, which would be Malcolm X and Muhammad Ali. And we just went through so many different, so many different pictures of them together and, you know, separately and putting them, you know, together. And we found one of them, you know, out and about in the streets back in the 60s. and they were taking pictures of, you know, like kids that were, you know, growing up in the ghetto. And to me, it just resonated to my whole message, especially with, you know, Soul Revival, considering that that was an album I was speaking directly to people. And the people who probably can relate to some of the stuff I'm saying will probably be those same kids that were growing up, you know, during that time. So I think that's just perfect.
Wow. And DOA, oh my God, that is just a powerful album cover. Both album covers are so powerful, but DOA's album cover is so powerful.
Yeah.
What drove you to make the selection? And those that haven't seen the album cover, can you describe what the album cover entails?
You know, with DOA, it's really different. It's really different. You know, we had a couple of, I guess you'd say, Black Panther pictures and photos, and there's a couple actually different covers out there for the album, but, you know, the main cover is the one that you'll see on, like, iTunes and Amazon and things like that. But, you know, we basically just were going over so many different, you know, pictures and just trying to figure out which one fits perfectly, you know, for the album. And then I came across one where, you know, you had the Black Panthers in a line, and they were just standing in that far line, and I thought, you know, for this album, it just hit 100% perfect. It's just everything, you know, that I wanted it to be.
Wow, I love it. Yes, shout out to the Black Panthers, the ones from back in the day, and the new Black Panthers also, just amazing. Yeah, wow, and your lyrics are definitely powerful. So, yeah, I recommend my own and offline friends and listeners of the show to definitely subscribe to your YouTube channel, because your YouTube channel is one of my faves, honestly. And you learn so much, you know, about you and your music right at your YouTube channel. And it's True God to TV, right?
Yep.
Okay, so listeners, subscribe to True God Tube TV, T-R-U-E, God, of course, G-O-D, Tube TV. Subscribe to his channel, and I'm sure you all already subscribed to it anyway, but that is an amazing, amazing YouTube channel.
Yeah, and that's funny to me because I wanted to make a YouTube channel that just wasn't like, blogging or just doing like, you know, one thing. I wanted some music. I also have like the documentary about Soul Revival on there.
Oh, thank you, because you and I, wow, we're on the same page. I definitely want you to talk about that. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, you know, when I did the documentary for Soul Revival, you know, I was looking at it and you know, it's one of those things where I didn't want to put out an album, you know, just come out with a song and put it out. I wanted to give people a look inside of my creative process. And, you know, I showed you know, my personal inspiration, my musical, literary inspiration that went into making that album. You know, things that influenced my lyrics and, you know, topics. And, you know, that's kind of what I did with that. And before that, you know, even when I made my first mixtape, I was taking people behind the studio, showing them how I record, how I write lyrics. You know, when I do actually write, I write my lyrics a lot differently from the average person. I fold my, like, I fold paper up, and I actually write on the folded ends of the paper and kind of piece them together from there.
Wow. And so where can people get a copy of The Immortal Kingdom, right?
Immortal Kingdom was the first mixtape that's actually available for free. Download. You can go to dadpiff.com or Mixtape Factory, and you can go ahead and download that. You know, that was my first project. It actually came out June 3rd of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, definitely check that out. That's something that, you know, that was a personal accomplishment for me, because it's like I wasn't sure whether or not I was actually going to be, you know, coming out with like an actual project to the people back then. I wasn't really sure. So, you know, that right there is like a monumental time for me. And that whole mixtape just stands as a monumental. And it wasn't even nothing behind it. I just went in and just said everything I felt like saying, and, you know, it just worked out like that. But honestly, that really stands like the first piece of the True God legacy musically. So, So everybody has to have that. That's the complete, the True God discography and catalog. You have to have that.
Wow. So, and look at you now, more than a year later.
Yeah.
Wow. My goodness. Congrats on that. So it just snowballed into so many other projects.
Yeah, it's still kind of unreal a little bit, you know, considering how big it's gotten and how many, you know, people are kind of gravitating to it. I mean, I'm very confident in my ability, so I knew this was going to eventually happen. I just think it just kind of started, you know, snowballing, just happening at such a rapid pace that, you know, it's just amazing to me, and sometimes I still can't believe, like, everything's going as, you know, fast and as well, and I have my hands on so many different things right now.
Yes.
That, you know.
And you mentioned your team. Can you tell us about the Dark Forest movement?
Well, it's like Team DAR, which stands for Defining a Revolution. And there's so many different, you know, it's so many different people that's actually a part of our movement. You know, I came up with this concept of, you know, DAR, which is like DAR Entertainment, which we actually released the music through. And you know, pretty much that started in 2005. It's just kind of like, you know, just a record label type of thing. But now it's grew to something that's bigger because it's taking the Team DAR movement, and we're trying to put it out for the, you know, like doing nonprofit work in the community. Trying to focus on also child abuse issues, and just a lot of different things outside of this music. And we're also working on films and also working on books.
It's so much.
I mean, anything you can think of, I'm pretty sure we have.
Producing your artists, because I'm sure Stephen Joseph is coming out with a project in the near future.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I've been trying to get him to do that for a long time now. But you know, I don't think he wants to do that. We did have Speed on the Beat. Speed on the Beat, who did all the beats on DOA and Soul Revival. He actually did. He released his own album, which is called Rockwell Reloaded. That's actually on iTunes right now. So everybody can go check that out. Besides me, that's the first big release. We're also working with all the artists right now, kind of helping them develop and, you know, just giving them the motivation. But definitely everybody go check out Speed on the Beat. This is Rockwell Reloaded. It's definitely a great, great album. You know, I'm co-executive producer on the album, so, you know, anything that comes out, you know, on the Team DAR is definitely going to be a quality project. So
Because I can just imagine the artists that you are working with and those that you are mentoring and that are proteges of yours also. I just can't wait to hear more and see more of you all's work. And for some reason, I feel that your humanitarian work will not only be in the Maryland area, but in other areas too. I wouldn't be surprised if you all don't come in down here to Jackson, Mississippi, and do some things.
Yeah, we want to definitely do that. You know, we feel like it's a widespread movement. I don't think people grasp, you know, exactly how big we want to, you know, make this so we can continue, you know, improving the community. We're trying to find ways to help, you know, put better textbooks out here for the schools.
That's an important issue everywhere, is it not?
Yeah, and you know, and that's something we want to do. We feel like we need to help change in some way the school curriculum, because a lot of what they teach our children isn't necessarily true anyway. So we want to put some more stuff, you know, out there for our kids so that they continue learning and actually learn some of the real stuff. Especially for you know, the kids like Black children. You know, we don't hear enough about our culture and where we actually started from. We just hear that, you know, we came up a slave, which is not entirely the truth. You know, we started somewhere, we were kings before that. So we need to promote that, especially to the kids. You know, they need to know, you know, everything that's really going on.
So true. So true, because where you and I are history buffs and love history and have relayed on information, learned outside of the school system, some people, that's their only education inside the schools. And shout out to many on the school system I attended. But that's true. We need the true history, and need to and it need to be more inclusive regarding all races.
That's just kind of what we've been trying to promote, with everything. Like, we really want people to, you know, open their minds up, and we're trying to work so much, you know, so much with everything. And it's really hard, though, to make, you know, the progress of the school curriculum, because, you know, the officials and school officials are not really trying to hear that. They want to keep promoting what they have already set in stone. And any, you know, anything else to them is just like secondary knowledge and not the truth.
Yeah,
so,
and wow, they're robots. What you just, and I don't want to, I mean, I have friends who are school officials, but why are these people robots? And there are some people that are still school officials that were officials when I was in school, you know? So, and so you're still a human. My God, I know there's a protocol and a way things go, but it seemed like they would be more compassionate to the needs of students and parents and people in the community.
Yep. And that's kind of what I wanted to do, because I was thinking, you know, we have a big, you know, music and, you know, film and entertainment movement going on, but I don't want that just to be the only thing that's moving with the whole Two God legacy. I want to be somebody that's made a difference, that not only benefits the other kids, but also in the long run benefits my daughter. So, you know, I'm fighting every day to make sure, you know, we can make some change.
Wow. That's exactly. So, supreme immortal. Changes. Supreme immortal changes, huh? What about supreme immortal?
This is a funny song for me, because it lyrically, I think, to me, it's one of my best records on the album. Each verse is kind of its own narrative. The first verse is talking about what I'm about, and, you know, who I am. And the second verse is a little bit more that, but talks about where I'm headed to now. I'm raising up an infant with the imprint of a G.O.D. and, you know, things like that. And then the third verse, I try not to talk about this too much, but that's actually a personal verse. That's actually a diss verse.
Oh.
It's actually a diss verse. It's a personal thing, because if you go back and listen to my first mixtape, I did collaborations, and I've, you know, worked with other people, people I consider to be friends, you know, and when things start to fall apart, maybe friendships go in different directions. Some people don't necessarily know how to handle that, especially with me having my, you know, ladies and I've been together for 7 years. And,
oh, I must congratulate you and commend you all on that. Wow. Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the thing. I have friends, you know, from 10, you know, 12 years that I've known who, you know, when I got into a serious relationship, they started to change and go a different way. And what happened is that I have, you know, some old friends who also do music and they're rappers. And, you know, they took offense to me, you know, going into a different route. And they started to throw shots, you know, weak shots. You know, at me through the music. You know, very weak shots through the music. And for me, I look at it like we can go a different way without having to go shots at each other in the music. But if you're going to continue poking me with a stick, I'm pretty much going to, you know, respond. That's just the kind of person I am. You can't say too much about me. And, you know, Smith comes sniffing around and I'm trying to let it fly. So on the third verse of Supreme Immortal, it is a diss verse. That person already knows, pretty sure that verse is about them. They probably heard it.
So you're confirming it right now, who it's for, and they know.
Oh, they know who, you know, and the thing is, it's already over with now. It's pretty much, it's a dead issue now. At the end of the day, you know, we're all grown men. So just, you know, this is something real small and petty, so we just, you know, I just had to get it out. It's over with now, you know, it's not nothing I'm worried about.
Wow. But it's great you responded.
It's definitely great I responded. I don't think that person who I'm responding to would actually feel like it was that great now after hearing it. But I mean, I definitely had to speak the truth. I mean, in DOA, I didn't want to hold back anything. So if you're talking about me, saying something, I hear what you're saying. And you're only worth one verse to me. And I'm just going to give you that one verse and I want to be over with,
Wow. It sounded like you were very patient and tolerant. And then it seems like you were saying, well, enough is enough. Let me go ahead.
Yeah, I understand, for us at Diversity, we see you, we see you throwing shots online, you're not relevant, you're not that important, but because of the fact we have history, being friends for 10, 11, 12 years, and because of the fact you kind of defamed me and mentioned anything disrespectful about myself or my lady on your song, you're going to have to pay for that, because I could take it a different route. If I was going to make it that big of a deal, I could take it a different route where I wouldn't address you with music. I would address you personally, but, face-to-face. But they don't want – but when anytime I see these people, it doesn't turn into that. So if we know that you're not that type of person, you should just stop throwing shots at me on your record and talking about me on social networks, because face-to-face will never be that. And that's kind of what the message of the verse is. I'm trying to have patience with you, but, you're annoying me. So I'm just going to address you one time and move on.
Uh-huh. Enough said. Wow. And you're right. Why not just, if you are a long-time friendship, just let it go away like that. And then if you guys are going in different directions, why not just be respectable and allow your paths to go in different directions?
Yeah.
Apparently, when you and your queen came together, obviously it was something positive in your life. So that there, that's a good thing to see something good happening in another life.
The thing is, and this is one thing I'm kind of learning, is that when you have friends and you're like the leader of the entire, friends, is that they kind of depend on you a lot more than you actually realize until, you start to get pulled into a different direction. You're not always hanging out. You're not always going out and chasing females. When you actually settle down, it's a little different.
Yeah. And then, I guess that person just handled it not in a great way. That person just felt like you were taken away from the crew. But it could have been a better way handled, where you all could still have been had a good relationship.
I'll put it like this, for six to the seven years I've been my lady, I would still consider those people to be a friend. But it just seemed like it would just seem like as everything went ahead. And I decided to take the music more seriously. I was looking at other people's music before, I came up with Immortal Kingdom. And not everybody wanted this as much as I did. Nobody, not everybody wanted to put the effort it takes, or even the creative, your creativity it takes to make something different. Everybody wanted to follow suit. And I don't want to follow suit or try to, be somebody else that I'm not. So, that's why I decided to go a different route.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, it was mainly just business, and then it turns into something else, try to just go this way business, and, it's never going to be that easy, I guess. So.
Wow, so you definitely stepped out on faith. Wow.
Yeah.
And it worked out. Well, that friend's lost, but I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if that friend wouldn't want to reconcile, but I have a weird feeling that you're not one to easily reconcile once you moved on.
Before I would say I was that kind of person. Now, honestly, I'm at the point where I don't really have enough time.
Exactly. Who has that time and energy?
Exactly. So that's kind of where it is now. It's like, I don't really have time and energy for it. So it is what it is.
I know listeners are like, wait a second. Those that have not purchased the album, I know they're purchasing it now. What about Deep Thoughts of Midnight?
You know, that's funny because that's the shortest. I think it's like one of the shortest songs on the album. But you know, with that, I basically wanted to talk about some things like, you know, what will my legacy be as an artist? You know, like I don't think people really take into consideration that I've had three projects come out so far. All three of them which are completely different, but all of them are completely classic in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about, you know, rappers in this modern day industry. Everybody makes disposable music, and everybody continuously puts out projects, and they don't value their music enough, you know, to, you know, space it out. You know, I don't say they value their music enough, because, like, with me, I didn't want to be just like a 5 or 6 mixtape a year artist. I wanted to actually put out albums. I wanted to actually, you know, put a lot of thought into what I do and into the music, and I just didn't want to be the same of, you know, average artist. And I think I kind of set a small path for like a lot of artists in the underground. Say, okay, well, I'm not going to keep doing, you know, 3,000 shows or, you know, 300 shows a year for my name. I could put out an album, you know, just like they used to do. And, you know, bring this industry back to where you can actually still be a viable artist and not just have to, you know, be a slave to this industry to get ahead. And that's what I kind of discussed on, you know, Talk of Midnight. I talked about that whole, my whole feeling about my legacy.
Okay, great. So, well, I'm glad you elaborated on that, because there are a lot of artists that are listening saying, I value my music. What does he mean by that? But you're saying quality over quantity wins every time.
Yep.
In respect to your music.
Yep, that's exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't want to, you know, so much that I oversaturate the game and the industry. I just wanted to put out quality projects. You know, right now it's like twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me that's good enough. And you know, after the next album, it might just be once a year, once every 2 years. But you know, I just didn't want to do the same thing. Like I look at so many artists and they put out so much music that I feel like, you know, like we as fans, music fans in this day and age, I feel like the fans have become spoiled because we, you know, we don't value our music anymore. Now it's like, oh, I heard this new song, it's great. But you don't have the same feeling you might have had, you know, some years ago when you hear, you know, hear songs and be like, oh man, I can't wait to get that album.
Yes.
So, you know, that's
yes.
what I wanted to say.
And I guess it's kind of what I was referencing to when I was talking about your album. And that's what singles supposed to be all about. Release the singles so people will want more and definitely buy the album. And that's definitely what your music reminds me of. Because you can't just listen to 1, 2, 3 songs. You have to hear the whole album.
and that's what I want to definitely create.
Wow. So fellow artists out there, it's not any disrespect. We understand that you do value your music, but he's just saying that quality wins every time in his book. And quality means different things for different artists, but True God Immortal is explaining what quality is to him. And obviously to us also, the supporters, the fans.
Yeah.
We like consistency also. And two projects a year, that's good. Because those that make us wait, nothing against the mainstream and underground artists that make us wait 4, 5, 6 years. But you know, you need to be more consistent.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, you know. I just want to continuously put out music that, you know, that actually is, you know, it's more, like you say, it's more quality than just like, oh, I did 5 albums in a month, and I put them all out, but, you know, none of them are classic, and they have no replay value. I can stand putting out an album once every 7 to 8 months or once a year, and they all, you know, be just 100% classic, you know, project.
Mm-hmm. But your music, you want not only for it to be good now, but 5, 10 years ago, we're jamming to Modern Day Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, not, oh my goodness. Can't even remember a song. But yeah, that's a good point. Wow. That's cool. Judge, jury, executioner.
Yeah, judge, jury, and executioner, it pretty much just represents kind of like the past, present, and future. You know, I won't say for me personally, but this is life for, you know, people that I come up around and my people, period, you know. And it's just literally a record where I decided to put a lot more imagery into my lyrics as opposed to just speaking like 100% personal experience. It's just a whole lot of, you know, imagery and just kind of showcasing the, you know, writing lyrical skill.
Wow, that's good. You definitely have wow. You're well balanced with incorporating your personal life. Because some people, there are artists with new albums coming out this year, and I hear them saying, "Well, none of these songs are personal." But and then there are some that say, "Oh, my entire album is personal." But you're saying that you have interweaved your personal life and also your reflection of life in a perfect way in this album and also in your past work. So that's amazing in itself.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Wow. You know, and what were you saying?
And you know, and that's just the thing, you know. Like, I feel like music just has to be more than just one thing, you know. Everything can't always be 100% personal. I can't always be 100%, you know, just, you know, like, lyrical, aggressive hip-hop. It can't always be just 100% fun, too, you know, because you still have to live in reality outside of the fantasy world. So, you know, it just has to be a good, you know, good message. It has to be balanced. And that's one thing that music is missing today is balance.
Yes, and you amazed me when I think I asked you in telling me, and I have not one radio version song that all of your songs are.
Yeah.
What are considered explicit? But then your songs, they're so honest and truthful. Where you really, I don't know, they're so relatable.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I've had a lot of people knock the music, and they'll say, like, oh, well, you know, it's very aggressive and, you know, this and that. But for me, you know, I feel like people are nitpicking, you know. If you just hear one thing about the song and, you know, about the music, and you're not catching the overall message, you just hear, you know, cursing. I mean, explicitness to it. I mean, if you go see an R-rated movie, people look at that as entertainment, and a lot of that is not even reality based. So, you know, if you hop on, you know, the explicit nature and some of the themes in the music, and I just feel like people are valuing the message that I'm bringing forth.
Wow. We have a caller that has a question or comment, but we're almost through dissecting because, listen, if you notice, we're dissecting DOA.
Yeah.
And
I actually wanted to make a mention. It's actually on my blog, TrueGuardImmortal.blogspot.com. There's a brand new blog that actually goes into the creative process of making a DOA. You can check that out too.
Share that again, because I shared it at the top of the show. So share that again.
It's TrueGuardImmortal.blogspot.com. You know, and you can check that out. It's making a DOA. It's on there.
Great, because I shared that info, but definitely need to hear it again. We have a caller, so let's talk about Rain or Rain and Z, and we'll. You don't mind talking with someone, right?
Oh, no problem. That's not a problem.
Okay.
At all. No problem.
Let's talk about Rain or Rain and Z, and then caller, you would be on live with True God Immortal.
Okay. You know, for me, Rain or Rain, I just really wanted to talk about. I wanted to do something different. It's another two-part song. It starts off, you know, almost like it's going to be upbeat, you know. pretty cool, you know, pretty just cool, you know, laid back kind of feel to it. And then I go, it goes into a very like moody and smooth and soulful beat, you know, which I just kind of, it's like a smoky lounge, like I'm sitting in a smoky lounge to wear, and I'm just kind of, you know, just spewing out random thoughts. And I call it Rain on Rain because, you know, even as a king, you still have a lot of moments where, you know, you're in flux. And I talk about, you know, some things, I'll kind of talk about some things I don't usually talk about in the music, you know, about the past for me. It's just kind of, you know, what I want everything to be in my life, you know, from here on out. And that's actually, overall, that's probably my favorite song on the album, because to me, it just seems so different from what I usually do musically. You know, so I just absolutely love that. I love that song.
Wow, so the king has his moments too, and then you end the album where the call is offline now, and we do have people in the chat room also, but they're pretty much just having a good party time, haven't had any questions. So then you go from the moment of a king, Rain on Rain, to the end, to the last song, to the Z.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say because to me that's a very important song. All the songs are important, but especially that one.
Yeah, with Z, it's just, you know, with Z, it's really, it's a really personal song. I want to be create a song, you know, now my daughter's here, you know, eventually she'll be able to hear it and, you know, hopefully understand what my state of mind was, you know, through the whole, you know, you know, the whole pregnancy and everything that was
going on,
you know. I'm talking about, you know, issues, you know, with my, you know, my mom and you know, my uncle and, you know, just
yeah,
not wanting
yeah,
to
I was,
have.
I was reading some of your tweets about your relationship with your mother and your father. I love the way you interact with your online friends. You're very open. I didn't mean to interrupt but I just wanted to mention that. Okay, and regarding your mother and your uncle.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, you know, when I talk about, you know, stuff like that, you know, here and there, I do it because I know there's people that can relate to it. I know I'm not the only person that, you know, our family here, you know, I know what I don't want people that's going through stuff, you know, a family. It seems like it's a worldwide thing that people have issues, you know, mothers and fathers and uncles and everything, you know, and I talk about this on the song because it's something that's so vivid to me that, you know, I moved out of my mother's house when I was 18, 19 years old, and my uncle is, you know, 54, you know, years old, and he's still living with my mother, who's 1 year older than him. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like I've become more man, you know.
Yeah, that lyric stood out to me also with a whole album. And I love when you said that I try not to be the man that, what, I mentioned it the last time we talked, the lyric about your father.
I don't want to be the type of man if he was. If he was always out. And it's so interesting because everything is, you know, kind of interweaved. If you go back and listen to Soul Revival, you know, which is the Must Have Been Angel song. The third verse, I actually touch on it. The third verse kind of foreshadows it. And when I wrote that verse, you know, we weren't pregnant yet. So, you know, when I wrote that, it was something that was just crazy. You know, it's really crazy that when I wrote that, that, you know, she wound up, you know, pregnant later on, not too long from that, you know. So it's... You know, I kind of feel like sometimes music can be seen as prophecy, you know. It's just really,
yeah, most definitely.
Really vivid.
Wow. Ooh, so powerful. Wow. So DOA, Day of Awakening, Day of Arrival, already available at Amazon also, right?
Yeah, Amazon and iTunes,
yeah.
And all of your social networking sites, let's can tweet you at True God Immortal.
Yep.
Your blog site is.
My blog site is truegodimmortal.blogspot.com.
And your YouTube channel is True God Tube TV.
Yep. That's correct.
And all you wrestling heads out there can visit you at wrestlingheads.com, right?
Yep. Yep. Wrestlingheads.com. And you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com/wrestlingheads.
And also the Immortal Kingdom, you can get it free at that PF, right?
Yeah, at that PF and Mixtape Factory. Of course, you can also pick up Soul Revival, which is the actual debut album, which is available on iTunes and DOA. That's on Amazon and iTunes. So, that's the full True God catalog right there for right now.
Wow. So we have 14 minutes. Well, I'll say 13 minutes, so, because we have to end the show. So do you have any other things you would like us to know regarding your future projects? Do you have any dates scheduled? Or do you plan on going on a support tour?
I kind of made a decision that I don't actually want to be for. Because right now, considering the situation right now, I don't really think it would be appropriate. We just had a child.
I even felt weird asking you that question, but I know many want to know.
I get that a lot.
You see how hesitant I was? But
yeah.
I know many people want to know.
Yeah, people ask about it all the time. Everybody's asking, you're going to do a tour, you're coming, And, eventually down the line, that's something I had to look at. But right now, I think it actually works out better because I think I'm actually showing a lot of artists. The average artist, has to go on tour to help establish their buzz and help build up their brand. So, what I'm doing is actually building up a brand and building up a legacy without doing tours like that. And I think that's actually for me even more special because that means people relate to the music even more. Because I could, two or three thousand venues and, open up for other people and, take longer, I guess, to build up my legacy. Or I could just come out with my music like I am now and just promote it and do my interviews and, just keep being consistent and just naturally happen. And I think to me, it just makes it that much more special, when I do it that way.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'm vibing that things are going to work out just perfectly. I can see, next spring. When do you think, when is the tentative date you think you will, I know you just dropped DOA, but inquiring minds want to know, when do you think your new music will be released?
I'm aiming for 2013, February.
And that's what I'm thinking, that we might be able to see you on stage in spring of 2013. This is me talking. 2013. So,
I mean, 2013 seems like where it's headed. I mean, for sure it'll come in 2013. I want to do it. Considering it's called the Black Experience and everything, I think it would be, just 100% perfect to actually drop it in February of 2013 for Black History Month.
I'm thinking Black History Month and Valentine's, those of you that love Valentine's Day like I. But, yeah, Black History Month and Valentine's Day, since you definitely promote love. Some people might be surprised how you really promote love. Okay,
yeah,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I get so excited, and I know listeners are excited too. But okay.
I think that's one. That's one thing that I wanted. I really wanted to put it out there. Just put out a different message. I think maybe Black History Month will probably be the best time to do that for the next album. But, just to be honest, I'm just not 100% sure right now. I'm 100% sure of the date, but it's definitely coming. It's definitely coming, I'll give them a couple of months to marinate on DOA and, get that. But eventually it's definitely going to turn. Into the Black Experience coming the next thing. That's where it's headed now. So.
Wow. Wow, that sounds great. I know you have future plans for books. Another documentary, I'm sure, would be in the works too.
We're working on some screenplays right now, and actually films. It's been crazy. You know, we're working on putting all the plans. Some of these plans are in infancy right now. But, you know, by 2013, 2014, like if I do take a break from music after the Black experience and take a year or two off from music, I'm still going to be visible, you know, in other areas. That's ahead. It's going to be growing. I'm actually thinking about having my own Team DAR radio show.
Exactly. I've already been telling the listeners of Culture Shock and Entertainment Reports about that. Yeah, you know, hopefully in the near future we'll be hearing you.
I'm thinking in September, probably a perfect time. I'm just finalizing everything, and I want to take some time and get everything together and try to get guests and things like that, and kind of just put together a plan for everything. But, you know, September, before this year is out, definitely. The Team DR radio show is going to be, you know, be on, it's going to be popping, you know, real soon.
Oh, man, we're excited. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to be different. It's going to be so much different, I think, because it's going to be talking about just about everything under the sun, anything that you can think of.
So you'll still be a part of Wrestling Heads. So he's not leaving Wrestling Heads.
No. Definitely not.
but definitely, we're looking at September. So that's great. Exactly. So you have projects that you are working on. That's great. Yeah, because we're excited. I've been talking about that.
People can actually check it out on YouTube. I directed for the guy Speed on the Beat, who's part of the Team DAR movement. I actually did basically I consider a no-budget music video because I didn't pay anything for it or pay for location. I directed a music video for him. And, you know, it was just, you know, me, him, the camera, and, you know, we just had a day in the life of his song. And, you know, that's definitely on YouTube as well. You can check that out on his YouTube channel, which is Speed8178.
Okay, can you repeat that?
It's Speed8178. It's his YouTube channel, and the video is directed by me. Actually, on Cameo.
Okay, Speed8178. Okay.
Yeah, you can check that out on YouTube, and it'll pop up. This song is called Chica, which is going to be, it's actually an acronym, but I actually have a cameo. I have like a really small cameo in the video. We're walking down the street, and I shoot myself in the video. That's my favorite part of the video, but... But, you know, we did the video. You know, it was really fun. We actually shot a couple more. We're just trying to find out, you know, when actually released it.
Oh man, I can't wait to check that out. When the show ends, I'm gonna rush to subscribe to his channel and check that out. Wow.
Yeah, you know, so it's really just a lot of things that we got going on. It's really so hard to, you know, fit everything all in one. I sometimes forget, you know, some of the stuff that we have, you know, have going on. But you know, but I'm definitely actually, you know, I'm just getting back into producing again a lot more. So I'm gonna actually be, you know, if people want to, you know, buy beats and everything like that, and you know, they can definitely do that, you know, too. We have everything that people can think, you know, can think of. We basically have our hands in. So if you need beads, yeah, we have everything. So.
I know many listeners are listening need beats and want beats from you. They want to work with you. So provide them with the information of how they can contact you via email or phone number. Because sometimes I desire to provide your email address, but I don't know, you know, if you want me to blurt out all that.
You know what they can do is if they need these, they can always hit me up on Twitter or YouTube. You know, that's the best way to do it, and then we can talk from there, because I try not to put, you know, I don't try to put my information out there too much, because, you know, like with my Twitter growing, I've been hacked into a couple times, so I'm, you know, trying to keep everything, you know, kind of chilled out.
Exactly, because I provide the listeners with all your information except your phone number and your email address. Because if they contact you via the respective social networking sites, then you can go from there privately.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but you know, but yeah, like you have everything now. Like so much, it's just so much stuff going on right now. I think we're also, you know, kind of looking to kind of add no more, not even almost a corporate element, but just more other, you know, other stuff of business as well. I don't want to, you know, put everything out there that we have going on. Some things we're going to be kind of lazily working on the team, but I mean. You know, I think I want this DR movement to be known as the greatest, you know, the greatest movement that's ever came along. Because it's very rare that you hear any movement that started from, you know, music, especially hip hop, that's actually, you know, making a difference and making a change and actually expanding. So I want, you know, for the hip hop generation to know you don't just necessarily define being a rapper or just being, you know, in music, because there's other avenues that you can create even outside of music, or even still do music and create other avenues as well. Which I this is how I have so much going on. I did not mention the clothing line that we actually have.
You are on the same page. The next question coming out of my mouth was going to be. Regarding to fashion merchandising, you know, that's my forte, sales and marketing and fashion merchandising. That was the next question. Please,
yeah, and you know,
tell us about the fashion line.
Yeah, the fashion line is actually it's actually pretty funny. It's pretty much just you know, like started out in infancy. It's cafepress.com/teamdar.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of revolutionary shirts on there. There's pajamas on there. There's onesies for your child. Mugs.
I design pajamas and loungewear. My loungewear line is called Just Lounging. But you know, just like you like sell beats, if you want to see some sketches, or you want to, I don't know if you design a sketch, but if you want to describe
For every you know, piece of clothing that they'll find on the Team DAR merchandise and, you know, clothing, you know, website, I pretty much did all the designs on there. I mean, you know, we have a lot of you know, shirts that are based around, like, the DOA album, Beat 'em and Beat Up, or Soul album. But, I mean, we also have, like, a shirt for the original Kings, the Team DAR hoodie. There's, Revolution Rising t-shirts and hoodies and DOA pajamas and Modern Day Woman t-shirts. So everybody has to check it out. You know, I want to see everybody in Team DR.
You
want to
say website again? Because we only have two more minutes. You know, that's my area right there, sales and marketing and design and fashion merchandising. So we definitely have to talk more also. But what is that website again?
cafepress.com/teamdar. I'm actually going to tweet that out right now.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I'm going to tweet that out right now, and you know, you can just check that out.
And it's on apparel now? Do you have other items like cuffs or backpacks or?
Right now we just have like the t-shirts, the pajamas. I mean, we have shorts and just like tank tops. Mostly just like apparel right now. I think we also have like I said, we have like bibs for children and, you know, baby blankets and mugs and. You know, and so you have a teddy bear. There's a DOA teddy bear.
Oh, I love teddy bears.
There's a sippy cup. There's like clocks and, you know, picture frames and tote bags. You know, I'm looking at everything now. We have so much stuff.
I haven't run across that website in my research. Oh, man, it's not too late. I'm definitely going to be sharing that and sharing it with my fashion friends also. Regarding
this website. I just tweeted it out a couple minutes ago, so everybody can go ahead and, you know, and check it out and, you know, look at it and, you know, cop some gear, just keep that Team DR movement growing, you know, and that's the step right there. There's so much. There's a lot of stuff, you know, like I said, caps and magnets and, you know, greeting cards, DOA greeting cards. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of stuff on
there. Exactly. That sounds awesome. We're definitely going to check that out. We only have 40 seconds left. Do you have, I know you have a closing comment.
Yeah, you know, everybody just go out, you know, talk to your way, iTunes and Amazon. You know, just thank everybody for the support. You know, keep it coming. Black Experience 2013 and CafePress.com/TeamDL. Follow me on Twitter, YouTube. I'm everywhere right now. Everywhere. So
great.
You know.
Thank you. And I'll chime in on your show Wednesday also because I awesome. And thank you all, listeners, for your support. And thank you and hugs and kisses to you and your entire family and that baby girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. Happy weekend. Happy new week.